judging ACEC awards at the national level, there was a lot of new work being done by others throughout the country on new technology like this. Also, at the Transportation Highway Engineers Conference in Champaign, which was just concluded, there was a lot of discussion about this type of technology down there. You get the feeling, you know, these things are coming and the word is going out. You know, we have to get ready. You know, the engineers have to be prepared to adopt and be able to enable some of these new technologies in our system. There's a video coming up. I think as soon as I press forward, you'll start to see it. The video gives you a good idea of the possibilities.
I'm not sure I'm embracing that.
The mic is on.
Nice.
Quiet-spoken Mike Kelch presentation here.
Yeah. Ouch.
Wow.
Rough crowd. Rough crowd.
Driver, which can see what's happening when he's over a blind spot. Connected
vehicles can help with weather-related traffic and safety issues, too. Anonymous information collected from multiple connected vehicles can help determine when a potential hazard exists, such as icy roads, and warn drivers before they experience them. Road weather data from the vehicles can be sent to traffic management centers, or TMCs, providing detailed, real-time information to help monitor and manage transportation system performance. The centers can then take actions, like adjusting traffic signals and speed limits, notifying maintenance crews, dispatching maintenance vehicles to the road, and broadcasting warnings for motorists. Motorists will be able to get roadworthy information on their personal devices before leaving home. Connected vehicles can enhance awareness of unexpected roadside incidents, like disabled vehicles, car crashes, police activity, and first responders caring for crash victims. Incident zone warnings will alert drivers about incidents ahead and warn them to slow down and change lanes. Communications could also be sent to first responders at the scene via shoulder radios to warn them of the danger of approaching vehicles. Connected vehicle technology can help control traffic flow and reduce the resulting congestion or accident sites before it gets out of hand. With millions of connected vehicles, our ability to share robust but anonymous data with each other and with smart infrastructure will continue to improve traffic flow, enhance coordination with transit, and make our communities even more safe and livable. The Connection Protection Application gives public transportation providers and travelers the ability to communicate two ways. The connected network gives passengers real-time transit information so they can more accurately predict whether they will make the next connection. If multiple people on a delayed bus will miss the next connection, transportation providers can adjust bus departures to enable the passengers to make the next connection. The Cooperative Adaptive Cruise Control app helps drivers avoid stops and starts, which can also help conserve fuel and improve traffic flow. And the Q-Warning app monitors traffic data to detect stretches of slow-moving traffic and warn motorists to reduce speeds to avoid potential rear-end collisions. The positive benefits of a connected transportation system, one that's able to enhance safety and mobility and address environmental impacts, are wide-ranging. They will be felt by every one of us, enhancing the livability of our communities and ultimately making our transportation safer and smarter. Imagine the possibilities.
So I do want to state that we're years away from what you saw in that video. And what we're trying to do today is ask for, you know, permission to take a small step that will put us in a position so that, you know, we can accelerate our efforts and we could also help the furtherance of, you know, what's to come. This federal pilot project opportunity before us was advertised in a request for proposal on January 31st. The goal of the pilot is to encourage testing and development of connected vehicle technology that, if successful, can be deployed within the next 4 to 5 years. There are approximately 50 potential applications of connected vehicle technology suggested by the FHLWA. They all focus on technology that will allow collection and distribution and receipt of information in real time. There are going to be multiple awards of this of these types of contracts, ranging from $2 to $20 million. The FHWA has specifically indicated that they want the effort to be led by someone in the private sector, and they want them to partner with folks in the public side and other stakeholder agencies. The tollway was approached by our representatives from our traffic engineer, CDM Smith, who was notified on behalf of their federal affiliate office, CDM Smith Federal. So CDM Smith Federal is going to take the lead on the project. They will assemble the team, and they will also prepare this response to the proposal request. I think one key aspect of this pilot that I wanted to make sure that the board was aware of is that there is a very specific timeline. It's separated into three phases, which are all going to occur over the next 3 to 4 years. At this point, we are just asking for permission to participate in phase one of this study. If we are fortunate enough to be awarded this pilot contract, the team will begin conceptual development of the pilot program, which is the first phase. Between each phase, the FHWA and public sector partners assess the progress at these checkpoints, and they make a decision whether or not we want to move forward further with it. The tollway has no commitment to proceed. When we are at these checkpoints, we'll have an open and honest evaluation of, you know, whether or not it's working. At the end of the study, if the connected vehicle deployment doesn't make economic sense for the tollway, we can decline to continue operating. Staff time should be limited for the tollway staff. Now, I want to make sure that you understand our staff, especially the manager, general manager of maintenance and traffic, myself, and our incident management folk, they do spend some time already coordinating and trying to stay on top of new developments so that we can make sure that the tollway is doing the best thing it can with respect to how we're operating on our road. So we do spend some time already. This would just be a little more focused on this effort. So the next three slides kind of show you some additional things or some areas where we hope that it would be beneficial, this type of technology, for the tollway. One of the areas is incident management and safety. With over 5.7 million crashes in the U.S. annually and over 30,000 fatalities, I really feel like the engineering community should not just blindly accept this any longer. We need to come up with something to address this issue. It's a real issue. This technology, the FHWA believes, can reduce this aspect of operating roads by 81%. I think that's something that deserves some attention from us. Connected vehicle sensors can detect when incidents occur, send location and video images to the tollway, providing our first responders a more comprehensive understanding of an incident site before they arrive. I think that's huge for us. We know that whenever we have lane blockage, if we have 1 minute of lane blockage on our system, it translates into 4 minutes of congestion. So there is a multiplication factor there. If we have congestion on our system, we know we're losing money and we're increasing the cost to our users. CV technology can help reduce this time to respond to incidents. Another area is improved interagency coordination. We made a big commitment to our partners in transit on the I-90 corridor. This could allow us for better automation and management of the PACE buses operating in lane 0 of I-90, enhancing safety while reducing the need for additional staff oversight. That's another area where we could have some gains. We want to provide more reliable travel information to our customers. Chicago area commuters experience the fifth highest congestion costs in the country. Each one of the commuters, its congestion is costing them $1,153 a year. I mean, that's significant for each individual. Advanced traveler information systems will provide customers with a complete picture of roadway conditions, including predictive travel times, rather than estimated travel times that we provide today. So this real-time information about roadway conditions is going to help people make more informed choices and better choices. As I mentioned,
so those were some of our ideas, and the reasons we can't say specifically is because obviously with such a shortened time frame to respond, we're very much in development. So they're kind of moving on parallel tracks, our discussions with the board and the development of the concept.
That's correct. Thank you. There are no costs of the tollway. The expenses are going to be entirely borne by the private sector partners. We anticipate minimal tollway staff time, as I mentioned. Our staff is spending some time on these types of things already. The tollway will have an opportunity to assess the progress throughout the end, and at the end of each phase of the program. We do have the ability to opt out of the program. And as I mentioned, you know, if it's successful and it is providing us with economic and other benefits, you know, then it will make sense for us to continue operating it. So this is a cost-benefit slide. There is an ongoing study. It's funded by the National Cooperative Highway Research Program. It estimates the benefits of connected vehicle technology will meet or exceed the cost of maintenance and operations within 6 to 10 years of implementation. So it is being analyzed and evaluated by others also. There's the VDOT, Virginia DOT testbed, Michigan testbed, Maricopa County testbed. So there are others that they're actively studying this right now. And I think that's what kind of spurred the feds on to actually implement this pilot program. Yeah, they see down the road that it is going to make sense financially. So CV technology, in some form or another, and we can already see it in some of our newer vehicles, should be present within 90% of all vehicles in the next 15 years or so, especially if there's a federal mandate that comes out. The federal program is going to help determine how CV technology is deployed in the U.S. We already know that all the major auto manufacturers are studying this and looking at ways to implement it. And there are a lot of tech firms involved also. We have Google, Apple, Cisco Systems, IBM. They're all heavily invested in CV technology research. We believe, you know, by the tollway participating in this pilot program, we can help define how CV technology is going to be implemented for us. And since the tollway has already studied CV technology, participating in the pilot could help offset some of those costs we've already had. At this point, as I mentioned, we are seeking a letter from the tollway that would indicate that we are going to participate in this study, and there really is no commitments beyond that. So this is the last slide, and I mean, my takeaway from this slide that really resonated with me was, you know, engineers have been focusing on the last 50 years on how to build the roads better, how to upgrade guardrails, how to build cars better so that people can survive crashes. We know crashes are included in all transportation. It's a potential risk, and the idea behind these types of advancements and technologies are, let's spend the next 50 years on developing these technologies so people can avoid crashes altogether and never have to rely on a guardrail saving them.
Other questions? Thank you. Very helpful. I think it filled in some of the gaps that were at the committee because you had just learned about this. So I just would like a consensus from the board. Do you want a letter from the tollway supporting our participation in this? And is there anything else? I'm looking to our C.D. Smith. Anything else that we can do to support this? This is a great idea.
Not at this time. We're simply asking for your willingness to participate.
Okay. Any concerns, questions?
I don't have a concern. I would just say that I think this is a natural progression of where we've been from the customer service standpoint. A lot of the things that we've been talking about, utilizing technology and being on the front end of that, so we can have a voice in the process. How do we collect? How do we use? And making sure that we're in front of this. I think it seems to me to be a natural, and I welcome this board and encourage the board to proceed forward with it.
So probably as we get activity information back, we can take it to the customer service committee, and that would be the place that we would analyze what the plan is and then what the outcomes are. So, great. Thank you very much.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. So, as I always boringly repeat, we're going to go through the consent agenda, which is comprised of items which have been reviewed at the committee level, and therefore it looks as if we're going through them very quickly, but they've all been vetted at the committee level. Today there are a few that had not been ready at the time of the committee, and there are also, I think there's one that we're going to defer to a later time because it's not completed. But with that caveat, we'll basically go through the things that are on the consent agenda. So let's start with finance. We have two items there. One is the authorization of the refund of the bonds, and the other is the financial firms. Any questions on those? May I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any refusals? Any abstentions? Okay, thank you. Then procurement, item one, was not on the consent agenda, so we're going to take that up separately.
Right. Chair, I will present that item right now, and I also want to make a comment on item number three.
Okay, great.
Okay. So the first item is a request to utilize a CMS master contract to purchase bulk electricity for all of our facilities throughout our system. CMS conducted an RFP late last fall for this commodity, and it yielded two proposals. One of the vendors was deemed non-responsive as they failed to submit their financial disclosures in the appropriate format. The remaining vendor, Integris Energy Services, was evaluated and met all the mandatory requirements of the solicitation. The tollway's PMO recommends that we utilize this contract as it is in the best interest of the tollway. There is a 20% BEP goal, which is being met by two Illinois-based companies. And just as a little tidbit of information, one of the subcontractors, RLD Resources, is owned none other than the all-time sack leader for the Bears, Richard Dent. So, sack man's coming. Award is recommended to Integris Energy Services Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $10,500,000 for the 5-year initial term.
Any questions on that? Okay.
Good.
Thank you. Well, then why don't we take, and did you want to make your comment on item three?
Sure, I could do that right now. Just want to inform everyone on the agenda for item number three, one of the vendors that's being awarded, DVL Enterprises, we listed their doing business as name as MPG Tandem. That is correct. That's their DBA name in Missouri. The name that they do business as here in Illinois is Tandem Promotions. So we wanted to make sure that both of those DBA names are in the resolution, because they are in the process of changing over their DBA name in Illinois to the Missouri name. So we just wanted to make sure that you know this firm has three separate names, and we wanted the record to show that.
Okay.
Okay.
As to item one, I know there was a lot of background work that went into this on the staff level. I want to thank Mike and Jim and Christy and others for just spending, and obviously to getting this in shape to bring before us. So thank you very much. So may I hear a motion on items 1-5, please?
Motion approved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any recusals or abstentions?
Recused.
Okay. Which item?
One.
Okay. Okay.
So we need to take it separately.
Yeah, so let's take one separately. May I hear a motion on item one?
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Director Sweeney has a recusal. Any abstentions? Okay, then let's do again 2-5.
Motion to approve.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, I'm sorry. I did have it and I didn't write it down. I didn't see it. Okay. This is Darcy. So on the next one, I think items 1-4 were not on the consent agenda, so Paul is going to lead us through those. Is that right?
Yes.
And there is a refusal on item 2 for Director Darcy. Okay.
So item 1 is a construction contract for demolition of two existing buildings that we have at our LSIP maintenance facility. Along the Tri-State Tollway, we received 6 bids on this contract. Award is recommended to the DWBE firm, Alpine Demolition Services, who's the lowest responsive and responsible bidder at $486,000. Alpine is a small business firm. Alpine will serve as the tollway prime contractor for the first time. They have been a subcontractor before for us. Okay. Questions about that one? Okay. Item 2 is our sole source construction contract award for construction of a hot tap to the 90-inch high-pressure pre-stressed concrete cylinder pipe water main on the Jane Adams Memorial Tollway. This is near Higgins Creek. This work is highly specialized. Award is recommended to TDW Services in the amount of $8,159,000. In February 2014,
the Tolley Board was briefed on the impact of our I-90 reconstruction work and widening project on the Northwest Suburban Joint Action Water Main Agency, Nizamjawa Water Main, that's located within the Tolley right-of-way along the most of the eastern portion of I-90. This water main serves approximately 500,000 customers in the northwest suburbs. At that time, back in February, the board also approved an amendment to the Tollway's intergovernmental agreement with Nizamjawa. That agreement addresses the cost of relocating and protecting this facility and the terms for Nizamjawa to reimburse the Tollway for this work. And also the Tollway is taking the lead on the construction. The required construction effort was split into three contracts. One of these contracts was the hot tap, which represents the tie-in of the relocated water main to a live 90-inch water main. This contract, besides requiring some highly specialized work, also must be performed on a very tight schedule. We want to do this work in accordance with JAWA's lower service time so that we could actually reduce the pressure of the water in the pipe. That key period for them is the summertime months, so starting May 15th and on through closer to fall, they would like us to not do any work on that water main, so we're trying to fit our work around that schedule. Because of the specialized nature of this work and the lack, we couldn't find anyone else who had actually done this before and had the experience with this size of pipe, this pressure of pipe, and this type of pipe other than TDW. We did recommend a sole source for it. That sole source did require a public hearing, which was held on July 2nd, 2014. And the state's procurement policy board agreed with the Tollway and allowed us to move forward with the sole source contract. So today's award recommendation was preceded by finalization of the contract plans and the specs, negotiations with TDW. We have received their disclosures, which are under review. We've coordinated our diversity requirements with them. I believe, in addition to the hot tap contract, we did have some other work that was done. We relocated 6 miles of water main from Barrington to Elmhurst Road. That's in progress. It started in August 2014. And the other Nizamjawa contract was actually discussed at the FAO committee and approved for placing on today's consent agenda. I believe all this information, we did work very hard with TDW, and we did tell them all the requirements that we would need to bring into the board. We do have this tight schedule window, which is getting even tighter with every day that goes by. All this information has been coming in over the last few days. We have had discussions with both the Chief of Diversity and Chief of Procurement. We feel confident in recommending award. I got recommendation letters from the designer and also from our PMO saying that we're getting a good price for this. This is what the work is, and move forward with it. I believe because we have a long lead time on getting items up on the screen here, you have a hard copy of the resolution in front of you. If you have questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Are there any questions on this? Okay. Thank you, Brad.
Okay.
And everybody got the hard copy. And they got it in advance also through electronically.
And I did note that, you know, the numbers coming in below the budgeted amount, there was a lot of value engineering done by our designer and also Nizamjawa, so they've been able to minimize the amount of this sole source contract, which we all recognize would be a good thing to do, so I'm happy about that.
And the DBE utilization plan, I assume it's under negotiation, it's not going to be below this 4.69?
All right, that's what we expect.
Okay. Any other questions on this? Thank you.
So the next two contracts are both construction contract awards, and this is for doing that I-88. Resurfacing work that I mentioned. Item 3 is a construction contract award to resurface the roadway between U.S. Route 52 and Midway Road on the Reagan Memorial Tollway. It also includes mainline shoulder reconstruction, and we're going to be rehabilitating 9 crossroad bridges in that section. We got 2 bids on this contract. Award is recommended to Kern Contracting Company, who's the low bidder at $58,438,916. and 89 cents. And they've committed to meeting up our DDE goal. And item four is the adjacent construction contract. And this is recommended award to resurface the roadway between Midway Road and Illinois Route 251, also on I-88. The work will include reconstruction of the mainline shoulders and rehab of 4 mainline bridges, 7 box culverts, 5 crossroad bridges, and 1 pipe culvert under a ramp at the Illinois Route 251 interchange. We only received one bid on this contract. Award is recommended, however, to joint venture of William Charles Civil Constructors and Rock Road Companies, who was a low bidder at $50,444,188.26, and they've committed to meeting our DDE goal. So it came in pretty close to the budget. This is, as I mentioned, the last big promise that we made for improvement under the congestion relief program. We are recommending we move forward with it. We don't think we can actually do better than this price. And I'd like to get the work going.
Any questions on either of those? Okay, thank you. So the rest of these have been reviewed in the committee. They're on the consent agenda.
We're requesting that item 6 be deferred, though.
Okay. So we'll do 1 because we have a recusal on 2, and then we'll take 2 alone, then 3 through 5, and then the rest. So may I hear a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And then on number 2, may I hear a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Sorry. The recusal is Director Darcy. Any abstentions? And then let's say,
no, go ahead. 3 and 4 separately, this way. The General Counsel.
Okay. We'll do 3 and 4 separately. So may I hear a motion on 3, please?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions or recusals? Just out of curiosity, why are we taking a second?
Just 3 and 4, then everything after 4 will be consent.
Because they weren't on the consent agenda.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got you. Okay, so may I hear a motion on 4, please?
Motion approved.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any recusals? Any abstentions? Thank you. Okay, then we can go 6 through 16, I believe.
Five.
As your
Five through 12.
Okay, 5 through 12.
Six is being deferred.
Six. So we'll do 5.
Okay.
May I hear a motion on 5?
Motion approved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? No recusals, no abstentions. We're pulling 6, so we can do 7 through 12.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? No recusals, no abstentions. 13, may I hear a motion, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We have a recusal from Director Darcy. Any abstentions? And then we'll do 5, we'll do 14 through 16.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any recusals or abstentions? We'll take 17 separately. May I have a motion, please?
Motion approved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions or recusals? 17 separately. May I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. We have a recusal from Director Sweeney. Any abstentions? And we'll do 18 through 21. May I hear a motion?
Motion.
All in favor?
I'll second.
I'm sorry. You'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Any abstentions or recusals? 22. May I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We have a recusal from Director Darcy. Any abstentions? Number 23. May
so
I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We have a recusal from Director Sweeney. Any abstentions? Number 24 we'll take separately. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? We have a recusal from Director Sweeney. Any abstentions? Okay, that passes. And number 25.
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? No abstentions and no recusals? Okay, thank you. And then we'll take up the eight items from legal, please.
One through four first.
Okay. I just meant, do you have any comment on any of these?
Oh, no, no, the director's summaries were.
Okay.
We're just fine.
Okay, great. So we'll do one through four.
So moved.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? If no recusals or abstentions, number five, we have a recusal from Director Reddick. So may I hear a motion?
Motion.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We have a recusal from Director Reddick and no abstentions. Six separately? May I hear a motion?
Motion.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? We have a recusal from Director Reddick. Any abstentions? Okay, that passes, and then we'll do seven and eight.
So moved.
Second?
Third.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? No recusals and no abstentions. I'm sorry, that felt as if it was much harder than it should have, but thank you very much. Okay. Do we have any unfinished business? Any new business? I would like to then entertain a motion to go into executive session, please.
We do that pursuant to exceptions in the Illinois Open Meetings Act, Section 2C1 to discuss personnel performance issues, 2C2 to discuss collective bargaining negotiations for employee, and 2C8 to discuss certain security procedures for safety of employees and public property.
Okay, may I hear that move for that motion, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? How long do you think we need? 10 minutes?
Yeah, 10 minutes, 15, Wendy?
I'd say 15.
15, okay.
Okay, so we will be back here at about 25. Thank you.